Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For What It's Nerd. Today, we will be discussing What If, but before that, this is the final episode of the year. We have hit 44 episodes. We did a little extra one, a little sneaky one with that Superman trailer. So we've actually done more episodes than we have per year thus far, which is a really great achievement, and a little clap for us there. A few episodes ago, and I didn't realize we were quite there yet, we actually hit over 100 episodes, so another little for us here. This year has been a really good year for What It's Nerd, a lot of episodes that have done really well, and I think we're kind of really hitting the ground going in terms of getting better at what we're kind of displaying, like the videos, like thumbnails and stuff like that. I feel like I'm trying to really up the quality of the podcast, and I hope you guys feel the same way. I want to get guests back on. It's something I care about a lot. We will try and get there soon. I feel like a lot of those early episodes had a lot more spirit in them. Not saying that I enjoy what I do. I enjoy the way I discuss things on here, but I think a little bit of a different viewpoint at times can be fun. And yeah, I want to push this more. I want to push it more. I would love to have more people come on board for What It's Nerd as well. Not necessarily just the podcast, but like I do want to make this a brand over time, so to speak. I want to have other segments on the, you know, on this, like trailer breakdowns a little bit more for movies and stuff like that. And also, like, there's some movies that I don't like, but other people might want to go and watch. And I kind of almost would like to see other people review other types of movies on this channel. Over time, you know, eventually in the far-flung future. I've just made a resolutions video on another channel, and now I feel like I'm talking about resolutions even though I should just get on and do it now. But anyway, thank you so much for this year. It's been a really fun year. We've done a lot of great stuff, and I'm looking forward to, you know, all that's to come in next year's season 4, which is insane to say. I'm just so proud of everything we've done, and every episode that comes out, we're making, you know, a positive movement forward. So thank you guys for that. Now, talking of positive movements forward, What If sadly was not that, as What If is now done. And I've got to be honest, this season was ultimately lackluster, and not because of the episodes themselves. I know that sounds really weird to say, but I don't know. I feel like the thing with What If that has really taken the biggest oomph out of its sales is not the animation, it's not the voice work, it's not the art design, it's not even the stories in every instance, because some of these episodes were really fun, some of them were, you know, kind of zany in their way, and honestly, even the concepts that I personally would have went, like the Howard the Duck episode this season, actually I thought was pretty funny and came out quite well, actually. I think the issue with What If is there are so many better concepts out there, right? There are so many great ideas, even just small ideas, like what if, and know a lot of people say this, what if the other half got snapped during Endgame? And so it's hard seeing concepts that are just kind of like, whoa, where did this come from? When there are a lot more resonant concepts that people would have enjoyed, I think. And I think season 1 got that, season 2 got that a little, and season 3 hasn't got that at all. Season 3 was a little bit wild. Not saying that's bad. I actually really enjoyed, for example, the Agatha episode this season. And I did enjoy seeing, you know, Kahori, Storm, even Birdie wasn't a bad addition necessarily, just a flummoxing decision, so to speak. Seeing Uatu kind of gain a little bit of a personality, seeing the Eminence and the other Watchers, so to speak, was fun. I almost feel like they should have started the season that way, though, and made this season more of a through line. Like, I feel like if you'd started the season with the Watcher being taken, and then the rest of the season was Captain Carter essentially gaining allies across the multiverse, including ones that she had before, not just brand new ones, I think that could have been more cool, personally, and I think it would have made it more I don't know. I feel like if you're going to change the anthology series from an anthology series, which you basically did in season one and season two, then in season three, just make it into a full story. Like, in my opinion, at least, because like when they changed the beginning, the intro for the last two episodes to like Jason Isaacs, I thought that was really fun, actually. And what's also frustrating, I think, with What If is that in this episode, especially this last episode that released this morning, is that you see, for example, a lot of variants of Captain Carter, Storm, Birdie, and Kahori, which all looked really cool, like a saber-toothed Captain Carter and stuff. And then you saw at the end concepts like, I think there's a Jubilee Silver Surfer, and there's like a, I can't think of any off the top of my head, Skrull Captain America, and there's loads of different other variants as well. In the like final part of the thing, and it's like, actually all these look a little more interesting than what we actually got. I think that's the issue with What If, it's finished, it's done, and it felt like this could have been a show that could have went on forever. And I think it's only basically done because people didn't watch, because they didn't do the things that people wanted them to do. Not that we're fully done with it, because Marvel Zombies is technically still coming, which will be like a four episode What If still. So I wonder if maybe they're thinking of doing something similar to that going forward and concentrating on some universes that we've seen, but not all of them. But yeah, I think my issue is that What If didn't go far enough. And, you know, it's so weird to say that about Marvel property, because Marvel, you usually find that they've actually went too far. They went a little bit too bombastic, especially if you're looking at a comic, like a comic side of things. And so it's really frustrating to see that they had this concept that you could take to the moon and back, so to speak, and then didn't. And I kind of get with season one and two, because you didn't have maybe certain characters like the X-Men, right? By the time you got around to using them, of course, in this season, it's kind of been and gone. The show's done, right? So I get that they've only really like added, you know, Thor, Storm, for example. But I feel like almost if What If had waited a little bit longer before starting, and then had all these concepts like what if the mutants were part of the MCU from the beginning as an episode, for example, or you could do something like what if the Scarlet Witch's hex persisted and you can see all of these characters being subsumed by it and how they turn out in that world, and like add more depth to the MCU in that way. I mean, like, for example, and I didn't dislike this episode, but the Winter Soldier being stopped by Red Guardian episode, I feel like that didn't really need to exist. And I didn't dislike the episode itself. It's just like, of all the many concepts we could have had, you know, what if Thanos was a good guy? You know, for example, what if Thanos actually decided to just like, for example, right, let's go with the idea that Thanos did the snap, but did it the other way and brought all those resources. What would have happened? Would it be that actually things would have still went bad because everyone would have gotten idle and another villain would have come along like Galactus, and Galactus would have destroyed it all? And we know they can use Galactus because they're using Galactus in Fantastic Four, or that's the rumor at least. So there's loads of concepts that you could have used, and I think that's the frustrating thing. I think it's so hard to even say anything more than that, because like What If was meant to be this big, open, wide open, blow it open, do all these crazy things, sure. And like the craziest they got this season was referencing an Iron Fist and the Hood. Which clearly, by the way, this was meant to come out after Ironheart. Yeah, that was the point of that, right? It was meant to come out after Ironheart, and Ironheart is not yet. So it's awkward, because people are like, who's the Hood? And it's the villain from Ironheart. But anyway, that's beyond the point. Well, it's not really. It just means to say that Marvel is... Do you know what? I love Marvel, and you could never put me on the Marvel hater train, but you can put me on the Marvel wake-up train, because I think Marvel... It's sort of slightly recovered with Deadpool and Wolverine, and I think I'm personally going to really enjoy the new Captain America movie. And I also think there's still good things coming out. You know, Agatha was really good, and I enjoyed that. And, like, you know, What If wasn't bad, it just wasn't great. And I just wish Marvel would kind of get back on track. I just need Marvel to get back on track now. But saying that, I think what will really help that, actually, and a lot of people are saying kind of the opposite, that Marvel's cooked because of it. But I think James Gunn having a kind of competent lead with the DCU, even if I don't love Creature Commandos, and obviously what I've seen of Superman looks pretty good. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a really good thing, and I think Marvel will realize that they need to step up their game. I think sometimes, even with the best intentions, you can become complacent, and I think that's what Marvel was doing a little bit, or is still doing a little bit. And I'm hoping they kind of flip it around soon. But yeah, I think, you know, using a game analogy, for example, I find that FF14 has done this a lot recently, Final Fantasy 14, where they have gotten complacent because, yes, WoW is still big, but they're like the next biggest, and there's no one really coming to compete with them. So they're getting complacent in terms of their content and what they release and stuff like that. And that doesn't really, you don't need to know the context of that beyond World of Warcraft's the first biggest and Final Fantasy's the second biggest. And it's the same thing, right? Because they've gotten to a stable plateau. They feel like they've kind of got somewhat of a monopoly on things. And so they don't try. And I think that's what Marvel's doing. And I think DC needs to shake them up, because DC's just been off the radar for a while. I mean, even when there was the DCU was sort of happening, at least it drew people to the cinema to look at an alternate version. You know what I mean? Some people enjoyed Justice League, etc. So we need DC back to scare Marvel a little and give Marvel the kick up the hiney it needs. And then we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, What If, to me, okay. I think it was okay. And I think I don't hate it. I think there's a lot of animosity, especially to Captain Carter, which I personally enjoy her. I think she's fun in her way. Yeah, she's not, you know, MCU, like main MCU material to me. I'd prefer our actual typical Peggy Carter over Captain Carter. But it was okay having a kind of lead character. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think just, you know, they could have done more. And I think that's it. I think that's the top and bottom of it. I think that's all you need to say. Yeah. So I'll leave it there. Thank you guys for this year. Thank you guys for hanging out every episode, listening, watching, interacting. If you haven't seen a video or listened to the podcast before, consider leaving a like. Your thoughts, your opinions, a subscribe if you would like, and we'll be back next year for our first episode. I don't know if we'll be back the first week necessarily, depending on if anything drops. I can't think off the top of my head. We might review Skeleton Crew's finale. I forget when that comes out. There's other things potentially. We'll find something, but yeah, keep an eye out for the first episode of season 4 next year. Thank you guys as always. I'll see you later.